This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Mitch Keller is 7-1. He has a 7-1 record on the year right now. So he got a seventh win in yesterday's game. I feel like he should add one more win, but Derek Shelton pulled him out too early from that one start. It made us all sad, but we're past that now, right? We're pretty much forgetting about the month of May. Let's move on from the month of May. It happened. Let's just acknowledge it briefly right now. Acknowledged. All right, great. Forget about it now. Okay, we've acknowledged. Bad month of May. But they won a series to end the month. Mitch Keller is proving to be an asset to this Pirates team unlike any other. And if he's not the distinguished ace of the team, if he wasn't the distinguished ace of the team before, I think yesterday kind of solidifies his status. He is the leader of the pitching rotation right now. And I hope that doesn't put any burden or expectations on him, because I know sometimes when you say that, then you end up jinxing it. I hope I'm not doing that. But he's the pitcher right now that we as fans at least have relied on, that when he's gone out there and pitched, the Pirates have won games. So, Mitch Keller, good luck charm. The starting pitcher in the Pirates' 9-4 victory yesterday, and he got his seventh win. Ke'Bryan Hayes, another factor in the Pirates' win yesterday. He had a triple and drove in a couple of runs, made it 4-1 earlier on in the game. And I hear the argument that I've heard people make it before, that Ke'Bryan Hayes not hitting for enough power. You want to see more home runs from him, and you want him to produce for more power. Because we as baseball fans, I think, we associate the third base position with power and run production. Ke'Bryan Hayes, great defender. And I think that's where a lot of his money's coming in right now. But we want him to produce runs, right? We want him to hit home runs, produce runs, and help in the lineup. I think the bigger concern for Ke'Bryan Hayes right now is the fact that through 2023 so far, he's batting .221 and his on-base percentage is .273. Both numbers are significantly lower than where you want them to be on average. Kind of want them to be hitting up at least around .280 and getting on base closer to .400, especially with the way that he's been talked up as a hitter, like a contact guy, you know. So, yeah, 19 RBIs and 2 home runs, too, through the 53 games he's been participated in so far this season. So, the number's a little bit low, like I said. That's what I'm more concerned about for Ke'Bryan Hayes than his home run production. And as somebody who played, and I was glad to hear Bob Walk say this a few times over the last couple weeks, that if you try to change anybody's swing from where it is naturally, I mean, now's not the time to adjust Ke'Bryan Hayes' swing. You usually want to train in the offseason and get into a rhythm of where you're swinging the bat in the offseason. Now's not the time to do that, but if you're trying to change your swing too much now, you might be changing his hit-the-ball-the-other-way approach, his line-drive approach, and then he may start grounding out the third because he's creating too much torque so far, trying to pull every pitch to, you know, get some air under it or, you know, hit it on the pull side, and he might start grounding out the third, or he might start popping up. I mean, I know one time, I was playing in high school, and the bases were were loaded. And the coach came up to me while the pitcher was getting a mound visit, and he said, "Hey, Kalish, you know, just saying, if you hit a grand slam, the game's going to be tied here." And I think he was just messing with me or whatever, but I actually got that in my head, and I'm like, ooh, I'm going to play hero now. And I remember swinging as hard as I could, trying to pull the ball into the left field corner. And when I swung the bat, the ball was popped up in the air on the first base side in foul territory, and the first baseman made the catch for the out. So I understand what it's like that if you try to, and I was very much a line drives hitter. I wasn't really a home run hitter in my high school career, my college career. I wasn't a home run guy. I was definitely more of a line drives, like Key Brian Hayes is. That's why I can relate, because I know what it's like. I know what it's like to feel hitting the ball on a line, hitting line drives, and how that can be an effective approach as a hitter. But I also know what could happen if you try to, you know, change, if you try to, you know, on the fly change your approach. Because I changed my approach, and all of a sudden it went from maybe a ground ball up the middle or a line drive to the right field side to that pop out in my game. If we could turn Key Brian Hayes, if you push him too much to try to hit home runs, try to pull the ball, he might go from an opposite way hitter, a line drive hitter, to, again, grounding out the third, popping the ball up, and we don't want that. We don't want that out of Key Brian Hayes. We want Key Brian Hayes to keep hitting those line drives, and, you know, if he's effective, if he can hit the ball on a line, too, with runners in scoring position like he did yesterday on a consistent basis for the rest of the season, get that average up to around 250, 260, 270, I'm happy with that. I'm fine with that, because I think there are other hitters in the order that could pick the team up. I think there are other hitters in the order that can be those power guys, and Key Brian Hayes can be a top-of-the-order hitter, a table setter, more so for the bigger bats in the lineup. I think we just naturally associate those as Pirate fans and baseball fans. I think we naturally associate third base with power. And so we want Key Brian Hayes just naturally because of that positional association. We want him to be a home run hitter and a major run producer. And sometimes it's just not the reality of the situation. I mean, there are plenty of examples in history where baseball teams that have been good have had third basemen not produce and have had to rely on other positions. Robinson Cano playing second base for the Yankees is a power hitter, comes to mind for me. When A-Rod was suspended, Cano had to be the power hitter in that lineup, and he did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
So it's not impossible for other players in lineups that aren't third basemen to hit for power and pick up a team. And keep Ryan Hayes in just a situation. I like or where he is right now as a hitter. I like that he hits line drives. I like when he doesn't try to do too much. And with runners on base yesterday, he hit an RBI triple. Triple. He hit an RBI triple and drove home a couple runs and separated the score early in the game. And he was a big factor in the Pirates winning by as much as they did. The Pirates won 9-4 and Key Brian Hayes on just that one at bat, in that one at bat, had a couple RBIs. So let Key Brian Hayes swing the way he is. I don't want him to try to change too much right now. The Pirates will come around. And I think that their 9-4 win yesterday and their series win against the Giants could be inspiring. Be optimistic as we go into June. And it's a big series against the Cardinals. I mean, leaving San Francisco, winning a series, I think is a good way to set the momentum going into the series against the Cardinals. The Pirates split a four-game series with the Cardinals back in April, but they won two of the first three. So it's not impossible for the Pirates. I don't think it's impossible for them to win this series coming up. As they took two of four from the Cardinals, they took two of the first three when they were in St. Louis. And it's certainly easier to play in Pittsburgh than it is in St. Louis. St. Louis is brutal, and the Pirates still performed well. There's going to be a big series coming up here, and I think that it's good that they won a series before going into this one against the Cardinals. And it's time to turn it around. And also, I mean, the Cardinals right now are lined up in last place with the Cubs right now. They're both in fourth, technically. The Cardinals 25-32, the Cubs 24-31. They're both five games back of the Brewers. I think this is a great opportunity for the Pirates to potentially gain some ground against the Brewers, who have struggled. The Brewers are 29-26. The Pirates are 28-27. I mean, if the Brewers keep struggling, if the Brewers keep staying on pace for five of their last 10 games being losses, you know, the Pirates come through. The Pirates can beat down the Cardinals even more and potentially gain some ground for first place. Just giant opportunities here, and I know how many people have been saying it. The Cardinals are the Cardinals are the Cardinals. The Cardinals know how to win. The Cardinals, you know, seem to always come through, and they seem to always find ways to win and make the playoffs and be in the hunt every year. The Pirates have control right now coming into this next series that starts tomorrow. The Pirates have an opportunity to beat the Cardinals down and to send them back toward last place and make it harder for them to make that comeback. I can't emphasize enough how important this next series is for the Pirates to at least win. Not even going to mention that S word that has to do with winning all the games in a series. But if they win the series, it'll go a long way, I think, to keeping the Cardinals away. And you may be surprised, and they may overtake the division again if the Brewers continue to be inconsistent.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.